Hi, everybody, and thank you for joining us for the Preceptor Podcast. I'm Sarah.
I'm Ryan, and today we have with us a PGY1 resident, Dr. Molly Corder. Molly, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, hello. So my name is Molly Corder. I am a PGY1 ambulatory care focused resident at St. Joseph Health System, and I'm actually with Dr. Aides these last 2 weeks for an academia component of my residency, so super excited to be here.
We're really excited to have Molly with us because she's going to be talking to us a little bit about being a preceptor as a resident. So I know quite a few of our preceptors who listen actually do a layered learning approach where they're the preceptor for the resident, and then they also precept their resident precepting a student. And so I think it's nice to have that middle portion and get some feedback on that. So first, Molly, can you tell us specifically what is your role as the preceptor during your PGY1 year?
Yeah, absolutely. So, starting out, I'm doing the Indiana Pharmacy Teaching Certificate Program, which is what allows me to get involved precepting early. And it's really kind of a great component because I can get my feet wet while I still get like direct oversight. So with that being said, because, you know, I'm a resident, I'm new to all of this. Sometimes I play more of a secondary preceptor role. Sometimes I'll play the primary preceptor role, but I'll have pretty close oversight, or at least close backup. So that way, if I do have questions, if I need approval for a schedule, something arises, or when I'm doing evaluations, I always have somebody to back me up. But kind of like what you were saying with the layered learning, I think it's a really unique perspective because then the student can learn from you because, you know, you're brand new, you're still super excited about everything. You're probably still pretty nervous about everything you're doing. So they get that perspective, but then they also get the perspective of the more seasoned preceptor who, you know, probably has their set ways and has set questions that they ask and ways that they approach things. So I think it's a valuable experience for the student.
And from the perspective of the resident, what do you see as some of the pros and cons about precepting while you yourself are a resident?
Yeah, absolutely. So some of the pros, some of the stuff that I have absolutely loved this year is just getting to collaborate with students because we are very close in our academic journey. It can be pretty easy to relate to students in that way. And, you know, students that are interested in residency are super excited to help you with projects and they want to get involved. And, you know, they also ask you for a lot of advice for residency because you were just in their shoes a year ago. Other than that, some of the cons I can think of is something I personally struggled with tremendously when I started was kind of the imposter syndrome. Because I am so new right off the bat, didn't feel confident yet. And then, you know, you kind of feel like you need to take ownership to also be able to teach the student. But I kind of remind myself, that's not really the spirit of layered learning. It's okay to be learning while the student is learning. So that's just some stuff I try to remind myself of. Some of the other stuff I think about is, you know, workload with residency. We're still learning how to manage our schedules and we have a lot of longitudinal projects and there can be a lot of pressure trying to, you know, create the schedule for the student and facilitate for the student. But I would also say in the short amount of time I have been able to do it, it's been super rewarding and, you know, the students remind you of stuff that you've forgotten or they ask you questions that really throw you off guard. And, you know, it's overall a very positive experience, but certainly some struggles with confidence, I would say, in the beginning.
I just want to follow up on that really quick, Molly. Just one thing you pointed out, you are just out of pharmacy school. It hasn't even been a year yet since you graduated. How do you strike that appropriate boundary with some students that are still in the happy year that you were in a year ago and that maybe are familiar with you while still being professional? What strategies have you used for that?
Sure. So I will say I've definitely run into that. Each student is different. I kind of try to remember to remain professional, but also collegial in a way that I am there to help them. I am there to guide them, but also at the end of the day, you know, I still have a perspective that they can learn from. I will say another con that I can think of is sometimes they look at you a little bit differently because you do have that resident status as opposed to like a seasoned faculty member or a seasoned practice member. So you kind of just have to remind yourself that, you know, you still have value that the student can learn from, and what you're trying to do with the student is still important. So trying to make sure you're not, you know, too friendly and remain some of that professional aspect as well. But that's been trial and error for myself as well.
You said something interesting earlier that kind of caught my attention, was that sometimes you feel like you don't know the answer and you feel like you should. And I want to say that that happens to all preceptors. I feel like we all feel like we should know the answer. And there are times that I do not know. And I used to be an emergency room pharmacist, and somebody would come in with a problem and I had never heard of that problem before. And so the student would say, "What is that?" And I'd say, "I don't know, let's look it up." And so we'd learn that together. So I think that that's something that we all kind of struggle with, because we feel like, I know when I was a student, I was like, they know everything. And then you're like, oh no, they don't. But you feel that way.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah, I think we all kind of feel like that. And then we get into those shoes and we're like, oh.
Yeah, they don't actually know everything.
I once told a group of students that if your preceptor ever says they know everything, they're lying to you, because nobody can know everything about every single drug and every single disease topic. Like, that's not realistic. As a resident, what do you need from your residency preceptor to help you be a good preceptor to students? What are things that, you know, some of our more seasoned folks that are in this layered learning can help you as the resident to be a good preceptor?
Sure. So I would say I have been super fortunate that my preceptors have been phenomenal for me. But some of the things I do think of is just, you know, that additional support when we do need it. So, you know, let me take the front seat. You can have a backup position. So that way, if I do need you, I can fall back on you. But, you know, I learn the best by doing. So make sure I have the opportunity to actually do. So that way I can become more comfortable and confident in myself. And some other stuff that I do think about, again, my preceptors have been phenomenal, but, you know, a little bit of grace as well, because, you know, we're still learning. It's new. There's going to be some bumps in the road, but that is how we learn as well. So, you know, it's been a fantastic experience so far, and I'm so thankful for the opportunities that I have had, but there's definitely some bumps in the road too, where we're still learning our footing and our confidence. So
a little bit of empathy can go a long way, that's for sure. So one last question I have for you. What advice would you have for either residents or just new preceptors who are preparing to precept a student for the first time?
Sure. So that's a great question. Something I would say that I definitely have to remind myself is that you are capable of teaching, even if you don't know everything and you are still learning. And even if you are a resident or you are new starting out, you still can provide value to the student and you still have a great perspective. You still have more clinical experience than they do generally. So, you know, just kind of remind yourself that you are capable of taking on this new role while you are still in the learning shoe as well. But yeah, just remind yourself that you do provide value to the student's rotation, because like I said, with the imposter syndrome in the beginning, that can definitely be a challenge. But it's also awesome to see how far you can come, like, throughout the year, and how my precepting has changed just over, you know, a few months, from the beginning being super nervous to now just, you know, having fun with it.
I think also to remember that you have support and what the support is. So people who have been preceptors at the same site that have been there longer than you. I remember when I started precepting, I actually had somebody that I would go to and I'm like, I don't know what to do with this, or who is this? How do I work with this? And then if you don't have somebody there that you feel comfortable with, there's always the people at your experiential. So if you have questions or issues, you can reach out to me. You can reach out to Ryan as a preceptor, and we are going to help you in any ways we can. So, and if you don't work for either of our, or if you're not a preceptor for either of our institutions, we know the folks that do this all over the United States, and they're all wonderful people. So reach out, let them help you. They're all advocates for you as well.
Molly, thank you so much for sharing your perspective as a resident and really discussing something that I think is really important to residents and new preceptors all around.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me, you guys.
Thank you all for joining us for this episode of the Pharmacy Preceptor Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please like or subscribe. We would love your feedback on topics that interest you and how we can make this podcast better. Please submit your comments to help us develop content that best serves you. Thanks, everyone.